Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello, Doug Mallard.
Hello, Doug Benson.
I can't believe it. It's happening already. Like, yeah. Are we in danger of getting, do we have the best Doug already? And then
he's definitely up there.
The first very Doug excited. Booking on the show, it's, I'm just going to say it, it's Dougie Doug. You probably read it in the show description. Maybe you're just here for him. You maybe don't even know who these other Dougs are. But Dougie Doug, it's like we've already got two great Dougs right out of the starting gate.
Yeah.
How did you do it? How did you get a hold of it?
I just magic, and he was very... he's just very optimistic. He loved the concept and he's stoked to be a part of it, man. And I mean, he's like up there as far as the nicknames that we get as Dougs. Dougie Doug is way up there.
Oh yeah. No, I mean, he's really, and, you know, a big movie fan, and he's done a lot of movies and TV and, you know, Cool Runnings is a classic. So
yeah,
super excited to talk to him. And then, you know, sitting in with us as well to, you know, help hold up the comedy end, although I'm sure Dougie Doug is hilarious.
Yeah.
Anna Roisman from, I met her through HQ, the trivia app, but...
How many times have you won that, by the way?
What's that?
How many times have you won that, by the way?
Oh, HQ? A few times.
Yeah. Nice!
Hey, Dougs, this is producer Ryan here. Our guests have arrived, so we're
good. Oh, great. Let's do this. Is that too intense for a show about Dougs?
Are you sure it's not about car, like race cars?
That's not consistent with the Doug, you know, reputation. But you know, it's what I want to be.
Right? We all Dougs aspire to have that kind of energy, but
exactly, in the
end, we'd rather just relax.
Exactly.
Yeah, maybe it's overcompensation for the name.
Yeah. Let's say hi to everybody, starting with our, you know, we set out to get the best Dougs we could find to be guests on the show, and I think we might have really, we might have hit pay dirt. This might be, we might have to make this the series finale, because Dougie Doug is here. How's it going, man?
Oh, man, it's going great. Whenever anybody could just remember me, it's fantastic.
How oh, man. Can people not? I mean, I feel like it's still a thing people just, both Doug Mallard and I, we were talking about it earlier. It's, you know, it's the thing people say the most when they're just trying to, you know, make chit-chat or whatever. When they find out your name's Doug, they'll often just go, Dougie Doug.
Like, I mean,
sometimes I don't even think they know why they're doing it. You know? Exactly. Like when an animal scratches the concrete, you know, to bury something. it's just a reflex that people have. It's so great that you're have that sort of legacy.
Absolutely, yeah, and it's so like it's kind of milquetoast for an African American, you know, and I love that.
I'm so glad you said that. Yeah, because
I'm just a guy.
I think it's a milquetoast name for a white guy.
Of course. So, of course.
You know, it just doesn't. But it is. It is impressive how many. Let's get Anna into this. Hey, Anna Roisman.
Hey,
thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. You know, when you texted me, I thought, do I have to change my name before this podcast? Like, to like three Dougs and an Anna. I mean, I could write that screenplay. You know, I feel honored to be here despite having the name Anna. What a boring name.
It's a reboot on Three Men and a Baby.
Yeah. It's three Dougs and an Anna.
We decided that we wanted to have women on the show, even though it's about Dougs. And you know, we're trying to find some women out there named Doug. I guess it was an actual name that some women had back like in the 18th century or something.
Wow. Well, guess I have breaking news. I did. I had a social distancing with an aunt, and she has a female friend named Douglas.
Wow.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
there you go.
There is one
per episode.
I was preparing by trying to think of who I knew named Doug, and I was just glad I've never dated a Doug, so I thought that was already, you know, good territory. I do have a cousin.
You don't know
what
you're missing.
I don't. You're right. I don't. I have a cousin named Douglas, I've realized.
And, okay, so that doesn't sound like you think of him fondly.
Well, you're gonna love this. So I've never actually met him. We've emailed once, but my grandpa's first cousin is a very famous serial killer.
Whoa.
You probably know because he had a famous HBO documentary called The Jinx.
Oh my God.
I don't know if you know this. Doug, did you know this about me? Have I ever told you this?
That you're related to the Jinx?
To Robert Durst, yeah.
Ooh.
Wow.
And his brother is Douglas Durst. And so I was like, oh, right, him. That's a Doug. That's a Doug.
Wow. That's an interesting Doug.
Yeah. Are Doug and his brother not close or something? Like, why?
Well, I think he's in jail right now, I think.
For what did he do?
Oh no, Douglas, I don't think he's in jail. He owns a lot of real estate.
But that's what I mean though. I mean, are they close brothers? Does he have to be like, yeah, sorry about all this stuff my brother did, or is he like
I think he like funded his life, so he's close in that way.
Wow. All right.
This is not a Doug I want to meet then.
He's giving us a bad name, this guy.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry. Yeah, I probably shouldn't have brought it up, but I was really just trying to relate, you know. I'm like the kid at the lunch table who's
no,
like,
it's fascinating.
I brought a serial killer. What'd you bring for lunch?
Show and tell with Doug's.
Yeah.
Yeah, Doug, you went in a different direction.
Yes. Yes. Not that I don't have a background in crime, but, you know, I redeemed myself, you know.
So, Dougie Doug, if I may.
Yes, sir.
The motion picture Cool Runnings is, you know, everybody that has seen it loves it.
Yes.
And long pause for no reason, but
I didn't know if I could say I love it.
Yeah, I thought somebody would chime in, but yeah, everybody loves it. But somebody pointed out to me a funny thing: the listing currently on Disney Plus. If you go and look at the description of the movie, it gives cast member names.
Yeah.
I think you're second after Leon.
Yeah, and, that was as credited.
Yeah, exactly. And they withheld the E, but I just had never seen that before. It was really funny to me to see Doug.
I think they don't know who I am, which is, I don't know why. I don't know. Crazy. That's interesting.
Yeah, I just Douglas Doug.
Disney was just like, he's probably dropped the E by now, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, they kind of think that they're giving you more an adult name, I guess.
Exactly.
To get rid of the E. But
Yeah, did
that
you ever?
So funny to me.
That's hilarious. Did you ever think about going instead of Dougie Doug, Douglasy Douglas?
I refer to myself as Douglasy Douglas, just you know, facetiously. But no, I think I'm stuck by, at this point.
Yeah.
and so Doug, how many Dougs have you encountered? You know, black or white? Do you find that, because the Dougs on this show, we find that we haven't had that many other Dougs in our lives.
It's so rare. Yeah, I keep looking. It all started when I went to Disney World looking for a bracelet, and I couldn't find one of those bracelets.
What bracelet? What kind of bracelet?
You know, they have those. They had like leather bracelets from the 70s. You know.
Well, no, but now I want one.
Years old. They got you know, hip little leather that had your name on it, and I'm old. But they, you know, sometimes they have the different trinkets with your name on it.
So I was little license plates.
Exactly.
Right. Oh yeah.
Mugs. Yeah. Yeah, and Anna's probably on there every damn time.
No, they do it with one N though, you know, and then you have to have to settle, and you have to be like. Oh, okay. I guess it's close enough.
Right, exactly. Because I haven't met a lot of Dougs, you know, unfortunately. But I always get excited when I see one, for sure. I'm like, oh, man, you know, this is, you know, I imagine that they understand some kind of private pain.
You told me my Doug wasn't dark? That got dark.
What parental mind choose? Like, I could never get an answer out of my parents when I said, why Doug? They're just like, yeah, we, you know, just thought it sounded all right. You know,
it's one of those sounded all right names. Yeah.
Yeah.
It passed down generation to generation, really.
Yeah. We just didn't want people to take you seriously ever for the rest of your life.
Is that true? Were any of you named after anybody?
I was. My father was Doug. That's why I'm named Doug, yes.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So
yeah, that's a good reason.
There was a reason. But how about you, Tim?
I was named after my father's two best friends named Doug. So, yeah. Wow. He knew some Dougs.
Yeah, I think he got into some shit with some Dougs.
Yeah, I still can't get the real stories out, but they're slowly
there's
coming.
Some secrets between those Dougs.
Absolutely.
They're maybe actually your father.
Oh, both of them.
My three Doug dads.
That's the sequel.
Yeah. Three Dougs and an Anna and my three Doug dads.
So Dougie Doug, if you had to name one, and you don't have to, but if you did, do you have who's your top Doug? Like, who's a Doug in the world of anything? Sports, entertainment, politics?
I mean,
is there a Doug that you really...
There are two Dougs who I think have changed history forever. One would be Douglas MacArthur, of course, the great general from World War II. The other would be Dougie Fresh. I mean, you know, come on.
Right.
He invented the beatbox.
I think maybe you might have just launched a campaign for a new Mount Rushmore. And Dougie Fresh.
Mount Dougmore.
Douglas MacArthur, I mean, where would corncob pipes be without that guy?
Exactly.
He always had one. He also had, didn't he have the first aviator sunglasses?
Exactly. He certainly popularized it.
Yeah. And I have nothing but positive imagery of that guy, even though, you know, people in the military have to do some messed up things. But I feel like he was a genuine hero. But, you know, I'm sure if you dig deep, who knows what you'd find out. But but he's a good Douglas.
He hasn't been outed yet, so we'll just say he was good.
He's good, yeah.
And what kind of you must also? That's the thing between Dougie Doug and Dougie Fresh. There must be fools on the daily referring to each of you as the other person's name.
Well, that would be Google. That's the only fool doing that.
You tell him, Doug. Tell off Google.
We've actually had discussions about this and had a good laugh about it, you know.
Yeah, because there's a comedian named Doug Stanhope that people, yes, you know, even though we're not alike, just because we're both comedians, people just get, you know, they get, especially it's exciting to meet somebody and then you blurt out the wrong name. I like to exactly. say that they're excited. That's why they do it.
That happens all the time with me and Meryl Streep. It's so weird.
Oh, people call Meryl Streep Anna.
Yeah, they're just like, Anna Russo? I'm sorry, what? You're both so talented. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought we had Meryl on the podcast today. I was confused.
Yeah. I called in instead. Sorry.
It really is like we're all calling in. It's like a radio show with no station. It's just, we just all catch each other on some sort of satellite transmission and have
there's still a prize, right? We get a prize at the end or something, right? Like, that's how it works.
All of us, you mean? Because I'm not aware of it. We came up with this idea for the show, and we didn't include prizes, right, Doug?
Right. We'll work on that.
Yeah. I guess just getting to spend time with us is really, you know,
maybe we can
reward in and of itself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. I've never hung out with three Dougs at once. This is wild.
Maybe we can get Doug, some of those license plates that say Doug for future guests. they're in the mail.
Yeah, I don't think you could ever find any novelty toy that says Douglas on it.
Right.
You know, unless it's like a toy, a airplane, because then you got your Douglas DC-9s.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That was a weird one. Like, when I was a kid with the name Doug Benson, this one kid that liked to taunt, he would either say Douglas DC-9, which is like, I don't understand the insult there, really, but... And then his other one was Benson and Hedges cigarettes.
Oh, God.
Like, that kid would have shit himself and had a stroke if there was another kid in the class named Hedges and he could have tied us together.
It's weird. I feel like growing up,
memories.
Being called, if somebody referred to me as Dougie Doug or Dougie Fresh, it was a big compliment. I thought it was so cool. But then when someone would refer to me as Doogie because of the show Doogie Howser.
Yeah, I remember that.
I thought they were kind of taking a dig because it's a funnier sounding name, I guess.
Yeah.
Bizarre.
I forgot he was Doug. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, honorary Doug.
Dude.
But thank you for the cool nickname. I love it.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
When people called me Doug, I just thought, what the hell is your problem? My name is Anna. You don't even look like Doug.
Yeah, it really isn't even close. That's just like, that person might be having an episode.
Yeah.
It might be something really seriously.
Although Anna Banana irked me. People would always say that, and they'd say, have you ever heard that one before? And I'm like, it's the only word that rhymes with it. Yeah.
Well, I've been, you know, compiling, as has Doug, you know, lots of Dougs for us to entertain the idea of coming on this show. Mm. But, you know, I've said this already, and I'll say it again, having Dougie Doug immediately is, it's quite a twist.
Well, thank you.
We really should have worked up to it.
Yeah, you really set the bar
you're at
high.
The top of the mountain now.
Yeah.
Now you're on your way down. After I go, you're on your way down.
Yeah, you're part of that Rushmore.
It's like, yeah, I mean, it's like Dougie Fresh or nothing at this point. We really, you know, because Douglas MacArthur is ungettable.
Yeah, exactly. Unavailable at the time.
Maybe he's got a great grandchild or something. But,
maybe Dougie Doug's going to have so much fun today that he's like, I'll do this every week. This works.
That's another way to go.
That's
another way to do it. I mean, four Dougs in one show every week. That's a lot for people to handle. But
maybe by the end, we have every Doug is just part of the show till there's 200 Dougs. We're all part of a panel.
I mean, it's really not a bad time to start an army of Dougs.
You need to put out one of those, like, Imagine videos, you know, like all the celebrities who sang a line from the Beatles song, like you need to do. But everyone's everyone's a Doug, and you're just going to sing another random song.
I think it should be a real, you know, difficult rap, and half of the Dougs, all the black Dougs are great, all the white Dougs look like idiots.
Yeah, but you're unified by the name.
Exactly.
And Army.
No matter how well you rap, as long as your name is Doug, that's the message. Unifying message.
Beautiful.
All right, well, we're going to go to a brief commercial break, and then we'll be right back to explore further the wide world of Dougs.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, we're back. See, that was pretty painless. Didn't take too long.
By the way, an army of Dougs sounds like the least intimidating army there's ever been.
Yeah.
That's like one click below Swiss. The Swiss army. Yeah.
Right.
An army of ants is scarier.
Yeah. I feel like an army of Dougs sounds like people who code video games.
So, Anna.
Yeah.
Earlier you said you've never dated a Doug.
Nope.
Well, what was that? What were we doing then? No, I'm kidding. what do you call what we would do? No. What about, do you have though, any memories of any Dougs that, stand out, or are you?
Oh yeah.
Making
I have a lot of,
I mean, obviously we've already discussed the,
serial killer's brother. Yeah. He owns all of Times Square, so Doug is a big name.
Wow. I mean, I think all Dougs have that one thing in common, because I know I kill a lot of cereal.
Look up, maybe.
I think cereal is kind of like the official food of Doug's.
Maybe he'll do the podcast. His name is Douglas Durst. Maybe he'll do the podcast, and you can ask him about.
Oh, man.
I remember I have a lot of friends in comedy named Doug, like a handful. And
yeah, it's weird. Do Dougs go into comedy and music because they, you know, they have such a kind of boring name and that makes they have to make up for it?
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
You're like, oh shit, my name is Doug. I better come up with a skill. I'm not gonna be able to coast on this name for my whole life.
You know what's funny, I had this one friend, he was I was in an improv team, like a group, and we all did UCB classes together, and there was one guy in my group named Doug, and the girls all talked about this, like after we'd have a show or a rehearsal or something, anytime he was in an improv scene with any girl, he'd name her Karen. And which is funny nowadays. I didn't even think about that. But, and I would always be like, he doesn't know any other female name. And this guy's name is Doug. Like, he could come up with something a lot more creative, but it was like he wanted to stick it back to us. And he was like, hey, Karen, you come to this coffee shop off at like every scene he ever did. And I always thought that was so weird. He had no, someone needed to expand his horizon.
Shut up, Karen.
Yeah. Like, and then I would just stick, I wouldn't even give him a name. I'd just be like, yeah, Doug, we're hearing this again.
Well, that's the weird thing about improv is that people really can just willy-nilly, like, either call a person by their actual name or by a made-up name, and they have to yes and it. They have to go along with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's probably why I didn't get into improv, because I don't need to be improving on Doug.
That's why I got out of it. I didn't want to be called Karen anymore.
Yeah, you got out before this whole Karen thing happened.
I did.
Like, I know a few Karens. I've had a few Karens in my life that are perfectly nice. Like, how bummed are they right now?
Yeah.
Right.
Another Doug I love is Doug Funny. I love Doug Funny.
Yeah,
from that cartoon program I never managed to catch it. I wasn't youthful enough when it was on.
Really? Everything you guys have said so far about, you know, the personality and like the being of a Doug really does match up with the cartoon.
Sadly.
Well, yeah, he's got a horrible haircut for starters.
He eats a lot of cereal.
He needs to find a skill. There's the bully in town who really rocks his world. You know, it's funny.
Like a documentary.
Is he? Why? I don't know why he's not wearing glasses. Does he have contact lenses? Does he? What's his deal? Is he like, is there any ethnicity other than white assigned to him? Like, does he have a religious background or anything?
I don't think so.
Like, what's his deal? Is he like a nerd, or is he smarter than all the other kids? What's his deal?
He's always trying to like fit in. He's kind of.
Oh, God.
He writes in a journal, he's got a lot of feelings.
That's funny. He's got that stupid last name. He might as well be called Doug Stupid.
Episode.
I heard they're revisiting it, and it's gonna be his high school years where he then turns to stand up.
Oh, yeah. Whoa. He is the guy, though. He is the guy who joined improv or stand-up like later on, because he was like, fuck all of you guys. I'm going to be funny now.
Yeah. And he tried to get everybody to call him Doug E. Funny. Is there a famous, like, is there a fictional Doug who's black that people would refer to?
No, we've yet to have that kind of representation, Doug.
Not after this episode comes out.
I mean, I know there's countless points of reference for white people to point out, but we basically have me and Dougie Fresh, and I think that's it, really.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking
any level
to
of fame,
the...
I think, and I've checked too. Really, I'm double checked.
Yeah, I mean, it's really. I wouldn't say it's a shame that there aren't any others, because, you know, I like how special you are. And
thank
also,
you.
Let's face it. I mean, there's some Dougs out there that are really being held back by this.
I agree.
This whole Doug.
If we could just open the doors for them. I mean, there'd be so much richness for the whole world to
Yeah, win. There's untapped Doug greatness out there.
That's what every Doug says.
Oh.
Exactly. Well, that's the thing. Our Doug, I'm trying to think if there's a Doug is thrown around as like the name of a salesman or,
exactly.
Are there car salesmen named Doug? Because that would bum me out. Because I don't want, that's not good for our brand.
Occasionally we get a lawyer. Remember, like, there was a Douglas on LA Law many years ago. I think there was, like, so we get a lawyer every now and then, but they don't do us right. They don't do Doug's right.
But did you say he went by Douglas, the lawyer?
He went by Douglas, exactly.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Respectability politics.
I was going to ask that. I was going to ask, are there any like characters in film or TV that are named Doug that we even like have? But I couldn't think of anything but the cartoon.
Well, DB, Benson, you turned me on to a big Doug this past week in the movie Goon.
Yeah, have you ever seen that, Doug? The hockey movie Goon?
No.
There's a lead Doug guy.
In there. I'll see it if there's a Doug in there.
It's yeah. John William Scott is the actor, the guy who was, he used to be in the American Pie movies and stuff.
Yes, I know him.
Yeah. He plays a hockey player named Doug in this All movie, right. Goon. And it's really a very, very entertaining movie, and he's a very likable character. So we definitely have him like on our list of fictional Dougs that we would love to talk to. Like, just to say, you know, he even did a sequel. So it's like, you know, it must not have been that bad being named Doug, you know, for a little while.
But it's maybe the only time I've heard the word Doug chanted in the crowd. There's a scene where you hear Doug.
Oh,
and I was like,
man. Oh, wow.
I got goosebumps. I got excited.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Wow. You gotta steal
I
got to
see. I got to see this now. And I'm really serious about that. Folks, I'd like to see that.
Yeah, it's streaming now on Netflix, and it's a fun watch. And yeah, DB, thanks for turning me on to it. It's so good.
I gotta steal that audio from the movie, and then we could like you know play it during parts of this show whenever good we're idea. Getting really pumped up about being Doug.
Yeah, if you don't find a skill, you can just pump yourself up with that Doug chant.
And it's an extra bonus if you watch Goon that the great Eugene Levy plays his father.
Oh, cool. Very cool.
Yeah, that guy's great. And, of course, he was longtime friends and collaborator with the late, great John Candy.
Yes.
To bring it back to Dougie Doug and Cool Runnings.
Yes. John, an angel on earth, frankly. You know.
Such a great guy. You know. Everybody had such nice things to say about him, and then he's so amazing in all of his movies.
Yes, and a real joy to work with. I mean, you know, a lot of fun, and you know, took me to my first hockey game. Piece of trivia, you know.
Wow! No way.
That's great.
Yeah, he's cool. Beautiful guy.
Did you know while Cool Runnings was being made that it was like going to be the it's going to be the all-time Jamaican bobsled movie.
No.
Because it's a really big genre now. I don't know how to...
Well, I'm just saying that, like, the subject cannot come up without...
That's true.
...getting right to cool... Like, it is the movie that represents that happened.
That's true.
And as such, I think it's such a great, like... Because it's such a fun movie, and then you're also... Every time somebody stumbles upon it, they're learning something that they still might not even believe.
No, that's true. And the thing that I think is most, you know, it's an Olympic movie and a sports movie. And I mean, so many people see different things in it, you know, because it's an Olympic movie, it's a global movie, you know, it's very popular all over the world, which is also kind of interesting to see people and, you know, talk to people from, you know, different parts. I went out to Ireland, for the holidays, like a couple of years ago. And it's like, it's a wonderful life in Ireland. They play it during the Christmas season, and it's really interesting, really cool. But, you know, Ireland is an island. So there is that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do they say Dougie Doug of the morning to you?
look, no, I'm not co-signing that.
Do you go by Doug O Doug there?
Yeah, you need to find the Doug O Doug of Ireland. Oh, man.
Yeah,
we'll all right, up. So let's Doug. See here. I can't think of a better person to talk to about potential great Dougs than Doug E. Doug, because, you know, we've been talking about this for a few weeks now. And so we're developing a list, and we'll see if you, how you feel about any of these people we've come up with. There's an astronaut.
named Doug Whitlock.
Wow.
Hmm.
And Doug Hurley, who's in space right now. He's currently in space.
Yeah. There's a Doug in space right now?
There is.
He's on the
space station.
Wow.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, there was a Bob and Doug that went to space, and it made me laugh every time because of SCTV.
Yes.
I was going to say, that sounds fake.
Doug. Yes, exactly.
They took off, eh? Yeah. Okay. So, does the Doug in space do podcasts, or is he too busy being in space?
I looked last night. He is on Twitter, and he'll tweet like once a day. You know, we can reach out. Why not? You know.
Wow.
What's his Twitter name?
I think it's Astro Doug.
Wow, come on.
No fucking way.
That's a good handle.
Be done.
That is the best name. Astro. Come on.
I hope that gets put into the nickname pool for all of us.
This is the point in the conversation where I feel like Doug has now become superior to Anna. I'm like, wait, what? There's a Doug in space? Like, there's an Anna probably sewing a t-shirt somewhere, but no one's in space named Anna. Astro Anna. Come on.
It could happen.
It could. Yeah. Yeah, they let women do that.
Don't. I just love Astro Doug. I don't love would be the opposite, or the other version would be not Doug.
And so you said that was a different astronaut that you said. So there's two astronauts named Doug?
I guess Doug Whitlock is a older gentleman, like was one of the first, because like how many people can call themselves an astronaut? Like you got to really go out into space to say I'm an astronaut, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, yeah.
It's not like stand-up comedy where you do one open mic and you call yourself a comic.
That's most people now.
That's a Doug that really wanted to prove something because of the name. I'm going to go to space.
Wow. Yeah. Whitlock isn't the greatest last name either.
Doug Hurley. That's a good one.
But yeah. Astro Doug Hurley. Well, I'm definitely going to look into his Twitter account. Maybe if we just start tweeting at him, that we need we want to talk to a Doug in space.
Do it like you don't know who he is and just be like, I'm looking for a Doug in space, and then he'll feel like, that's me, I am the Doug in space.
I haven't read your bio, but the word astro was intriguing to me.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so what about this? You must have spent some time in Chicago, Doug.
Yes.
Have you heard of this place? There was a restaurant there called Hot Doug.
Vaguely, I recall it, yes.
It was a hot dog place.
Yes.
And it was owned and operated, I guess, by a guy named Doug Soane.
Great. I mean, he would be very happy to be a part of this podcast because, you know, it's bringing more attention to his hot dog place, you know.
Yeah, I think I'm sure it feels like he probably sold hot dogs not out of a passion for hot dogs, but out of passion for using his name in a pun.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's had that dream since day one. He was like, one day, hey, I'm going to have that hot dog place.
I mean, I'm trying to think
of... In Doug fashion, everyone ignored him until he achieved his dreams.
I just feel like there's no other food really that you could do.
That's true.
You could slip the name Doug into, right?
Maybe he had like a transformation since high school, you know, and he got really hot and he was like, yeah, I'll show them now.
Well, if you spell it with an H, donut has Doug in it, but it's not pronounced that way, but close.
Yeah. That'd be weird to have a place called Doug Nuts.
You'd have to correct them all the time.
Oh, the phone calls would be just so awful. be like, you know, it'd be like every call you get is this Crank Anchors again? All right, what do you, you got any more Dougs to pitch, Doug Mellard?
Well, we've got a mutual comedy buddy named Doogie Horner.
Oh, that's right. And why, now, I think you and I discussed this off air, but why is he called Doogie?
That's what I didn't know. I assumed he was a Doug, but I think you were saying that it's maybe not, he's just got that nickname some other random way, which is also fascinating. So does he count as a Doug if he doesn't go by Douglas?
Now I'm thinking maybe his name is Douglas.
Okay. It would be weird if his name's Robert and somebody's like, you're Doogie now, you know?
I just, yeah. He told me the story before, and that's part of what inspired this entire podcast, is just hearing about Doug's bores me to death.
So I thought, defy the odds.
It's like, is there any way to inject some fun into into this name? And you know, that's what people do when they call you Doogie, is they're immediately trying to upgrade you to something more fun.
Exactly. Mm.
And it's like, hey, don't do that to me. I'm a serious person.
Exactly.
How is Doogie more fun? I think of Doogie Howser, and he was just a child doctor. He wasn't fun. I think Doug.
He ruined the name Doogie.
Touch adults.
Say that
he
again.
Always, what you said? You called him a child doctor. You did he a doctor for children? Can you imagine, like, hey, I'm a pediatrician. Oh, I guess that makes sense. You know what they're thinking. You know what they're about.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I haven't seen that show in forever. Aren't they constantly talking about rebooting it?
Oh, wow. Did not know that.
So we could maybe – but I would love to have Neil Patrick Harris on, because he's a guy – that because he played that role when he was so young, maybe now people are kind of over it. But for most of his life, he was probably getting Doogie yelled at him, you know, when he's walking down the street or whatever. And he's not, and it wasn't even his name. So I want to know how much he resents the name Doug. Because he has to hear it all the time, and it's not even his name.
Maybe don't tell him what the podcast is yet, and just be like, bring him on, and then ask him.
You know, because it's going to be real easy to get him on Doug Benson's mystery podcast.
He
loves that sort of thing. It's the escape room of podcasts.
Yeah, good. I never thought of that, because I don't like being called Doogie, and it is my name. So I can't imagine if that wasn't your name and you're just screamed, Doogie all the time. That's bizarre.
It's very presumptuous generally when people jump to Doogie. It's not like it's your, you know, best friend or something.
You know what I realized? The George Clooney's character on ER was a Doug.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, Doug Ross.
That's true.
He got me through that show was on for like 10 years. So I think he was on for 8 of it or something. So that was a good self-esteem boost for me.
That was when you were in medical school.
Yeah. I had the same haircut too. I had that kind of like Caesar bowl cut that Clooney was trying to work so hard, and it doesn't work for anybody.
Did you get it because of the character, Doug, or was that just the style? It was just kind of in.
I just liked it because it's so easy to maintain, like, once you're there. But then when it starts growing long, then, you know, then it's like, now it's hanging down your face, and that's not sexy.
You know what's interesting about it, though? Doogie Howser and Doug Ross, both of them are called Doctor on the show. So you really have to do some research to find out that their name is Doug. It was like,
yeah, I think there's a lot of hidden Dougs out there in the world. That's part of that's what makes me so happy to be talking to Dougie Doug, because, you know, you say it loud and proud twice.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's like you never
no,
not.
There's no shame here, my brother.
Cave when you say that, there's always an echo.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you
Did
for
you
that.
Know, have you guys heard of this band called Blood Nut?
No.
No, definitely not.
No, but that was the right response to call. That was disgusting. There's a on Twitter, there's something called Blood Nut Band, and I've been told that two members of this band are named Doug.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, but I mean, they're so close to Doug Nut. And they went with Blood Nut. But so shout out to Blood Nut if they're listening. I don't even know what kind of music they play.
I found another music. There's a lot of musicians, a lot of athletes. I found another musician named Doug Tuttle that plays some kind of like psych rock that seems pretty good. Could be interesting.
He plays what?
Like psychedelic rock kind of stuff. It's real good. I gave it a listen. I loved it.
Let's Anna and Doug, what do you like psychedelic rock?
I've never heard of it before. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I imagine I would if I tried drugs. That's
it's exactly what it's for.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's just do a soft pass on having them on. You know,
what about
there's no hard passes because it, you know, the Doug Club is you know, it's only exclusive to people that aren't named Doug.
Well, and like you were saying, Sean William Scott played Doug Glatt, the hockey player, but that was based, I looked it up, that was based on a real hockey player named Doug Smith. So it'd be interesting if we got Sean William Scott to see if we could get Doug Smith too. That'd be fun.
I thought it was Gad because of Josh Gad, but it is Glatt. It's his name is Doug Glatt.
Yeah.
Mm.
Such a
That's
fun
another
character.
Thing that did. I mean, the Dougie Doug is like the perfect solution because I mean, look at us over here, Benson and Mellard. Like, it's like people already have boring last names get saddled with Doug. That's not right.
That's well, you see, I'm hiding mine, so you know, I'm hiding my real last name because I was like, yeah, this is not going to work for show business, you know.
Even though it will, are you okay with the fact that people know your actual name?
Oh yeah, I'm fine with them knowing my actual name. Yes, but you know, it's Doug Bourne, which
yeah,
I guess is kind of cool, you know.
It but, became a cool name, but because of you know,
Jason Bourne
movies. Yeah.
So that's another one where it's like, well, you know, you don't have anything to do with Matt Damon, really. You don't need to have people throwing that name around at you all the time.
Exactly. Yeah, it happens to my children. You know, they're always, born identity.
I mean, it's like they could work it into a sentence so much.
Yeah,
I know. Because there's legacy, ultimatum. The participation, was that one? The born participation?
The born participation.
The born showing up on time for work. Born.
I know Jeremy Renner did a reboot, but I vote Dougie Doug for the reboot because you've already got the name.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wait, was the reboot, did they call the reboot Reborn?
Oh, I don't think they did, but they missed out.
Dummies, they're so dumb.
I want to know, you were all born Douglas, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Correct.
Like
yeah.
when did it hit for you that you were like, I'm just going to be a Doug now. I'm not, cuz I don't think of any of you as a Douglas.
I blame society.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like people just start calling
Friends
you Doug.
Stuff.
They just don't
exactly.
They don't even hesitate.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then you're too nice to correct them and be like, actually, there's another syllable. You're missing it.
Yeah. I'd be like, that's not my whole name. It's Jonathan.
That's hilarious. And there are people like that. And they're always being hit, those people.
There's somebody
that I was, it was right under my nose. There's a band called 311 that I enjoy very much. I've gone to a lot of their shows. I'm friends with the band. And there's a dude in the band. His name is S.A. Martinez. And I never,
oh, right.
I never questioned, you know, I just thought the S and the A stood for his first and middle names. But in fact, he's a Doug.
He's That's a Doug? Right.
Very cool.
Yeah.
They do drop his name a couple times in a couple songs. Wow. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah. Wait,
so what is the S.A. then?
super awesome.
Super awesome Doug.
Super awesome Doug he was like, Martinez.
He's like, I'm going to drop this boring name Doug and just pick two random letters instead.
Yeah.
He's really a traitor, really, because he denied his real name. So that's
yeah. Dougdom. I agree with you, especially coming from you who dropped the real name for another Doug.
Exactly.
Well, maybe his Doug has fell on yours. maybe he's wanted it back all this time.
Yeah, what's that saying? When one Doug's dropped, another one's gained.
That's how it goes. I think that's it. Yeah, that's a really interesting area we might want to get into, is finding the hidden Dougs, the people yes. out there that have tried to, you know,
run.
Because yeah, I think in some exactly. cases it probably worked, you know, they probably became famous even, you know, because they didn't call exactly. themselves Doug. But there might, you know, maybe some that never managed to make it work because they didn't realize that what really matters is their heart.
Yeah, that's a very sweet way to look at it. I'm a little more angry about it. I say they're self-hating Dougs.
I mean, after this podcast, so now they have a safe space, you know? They have a reason to come out and live their truth.
Exactly. Exactly.
We're really all just looking in a mirror on this show.
I wanted to say you're doing God's work, but what's God backwards? Almost Doug.
Almost Doug. That's what I have a bumper sticker that says that God backwards is almost Doug.
I'd buy the t-shirt.
I love that.
Okay, so quick a couple more here that I want to throw out there, see what everybody thinks. There's a guy named Doug DeMuro on I didn't mean to say his name silly, but DeMuro, he's a car reviewer according to his bio on Twitter.
Cool. Very
and
cool.
As a car reviewer, this guy has 106,000 followers.
Wow.
That's very
so I'm
cool.
like I'm like, if this guy can make car that many people interested in his car tweets,
yes.
then maybe he can get them to listen to Wide World of Ducks. You know, if for just one episode, you know, because now at this point we need somebody else that's going to get us a bigger rating than Dougie Doug.
Exactly.
I don't know who that's going to be.
I think this might be the guy right here.
He might be.
He's in the right Doug, business.
Doug DeMuro.
Everyone needs a car right now, you know, to escape if the pandemic. So he's doing something right.
Yeah, true. People need car reviews more than ever because you can't really go hang out on the lot and do test drives and all that stuff.
Right.
True.
Oh, and I mentioned that female Doug from an aunt, but she immediately was excited to tell me that, but then because she had listened to the podcast, but then she had said she's not that interesting.
Wait a
like
second.
A Doug. That sounds like a Doug to me. No.
We got a potential lady Doug guest, and she doesn't think she's interesting.
She is a quilter.
Whoa.
Well, okay, now you're making her case. I think and so what her real name is Doug?
It's Douglas, yeah. And sometimes she goes by Doug.
Wow.
But I'd never heard that. Other than we talked about last week, Fortune Feimster played a Doug on a TV show.
Right, and that was Dougie.
Dougie, right, yeah.
Which gives it, you know, because it's sort of a feminine thing. And then, but her character on that show, she appears in several episodes, and at first she's like really man hungry and making men uncomfortable, and then eventually her character realizes she's gay, and then she just makes women uncomfortable. Yeah, so she'd be great to have on. And then there's this person, I think this person reached out to me, Douglas Pierre Bolos.
A three name. And
this,
Doug.
And this is the whole, I know, a middle name Pierre. I mean, that's really overcompensating for the Doug part. But this person claims to be a queer artist and bird nerd.
Wow.
Nerd.
Yeah, and so I think all of his art is all like paintings of birds.
Whoa.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Like the artist from that movie, Wild Animals? Never mind. Come back to me.
Yeah, we'll get back to you later in the show, Doug.
After hearing all these other Dougs you're listing, I feel like I'm talking to like the elite Doug group of the entertainment world. You guys are it. This is
We really are. We're, you know, I don't know if you guys have heard, but these three Dougs are running media right now.
It feels exactly. Like it. You know, we got a quilter, a bird watcher. You know?
Well, I can't thank you enough, Anna, of course, my ongoing love and respect for you and your work over at HQ Trivia.
Thank you.
And you, of course, have your own podcast called Unemployed.
Exactly, and it'll end if I get a job, so.
who was on the most recent Unemployed?
Oh, on the most recent was my friend Dave Ebert. I don't know if you know David Ebert. Very funny actor, comedian, cool guy. Not a Doug. I'm sorry. He's a David, but
all right.
Close.
Well, you lost me at David.
I gotta have you on, Doug.
Oh, okay. I've been employed my entire life, but I could try it.
That's great.
I could try to be unemployed for you.
I love to have people who inspire me to get a job.
I've had some downtime, to be sure. thank you. And Dougie Doug, I can't,
yes,
you know, it sucks to have to meet this way, you know, over the yes. internet. I hope we get to meet in person at some point. But just legendary namesmanship in the world of Dougs. I can't ask for it. Doug, can you ask for a better...
I cannot. This was an honor.
Go ahead and
thank you, feel like we should all give him a slow clap.
That sounds like
exactly.
Sounds like a
and I'll kiss
disease,
my lucky
okay.
egg. And, yeah. Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to be among. Keep continue, please. That's not long enough.
It's all out of sync.
We'll get that Doug chant.
I feel like the next time I return to this podcast, I return as an equal.
I'm so happy right now to hear the words, the next time I return. It's so great to hear. Stay safe. And keep doing what you're doing for all the Dougs. And then every episode we're ending with a Doug pun that we come up with to use as the closing line. And Doug Mellard, if you don't mind, I would like to just suggest that we go with cool Duggings.
Yeah.
I love it.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
So good.
Great talking to you. Bye,
thanks,
Anna.
Guys.
Bye. Bye. So nice
Bye.
To meet you. Bye, Doug. I just have to say it once.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Until next time.
Yep.
Cool Duggings.